أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا يفسح الله لكم، وإذا قيل انشزوا فانشزوا يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات والله بما تعملون خبير. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala forbade that you should speak in secrecy and plot and plan against people. This was the habit of the munafiqeen. They should come in the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they used to make their own little mashuras, private mashuras, and plan and plot and try and hurt the feelings of the Muslims. Then Allah Ta'ala explained that this is all shaitan that makes them do that, to hurt the feelings of the Muslims and to put fear and anxiety in the Muslims that we don't know what they are plotting against us. So in what Muslims must do, and this has been always the positive approach which Allah Ta'ala has promulgated, that whenever the non-Muslims, the enemies of Islam, plot against us, then what should be our reply? That is, so Allah Ta'ala says that we should always choose a positive attitude. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ji. And that was that when you people, or the Muslims, when you people have your mashuras, then have mashuras of goodness, even goodness for the kuffar. And the greatest goodness is to save them from the fire of Jahannam. So try and make plans, work, and have your secret mashuras, how we can get Islam and deen into them, how they can get saved from working against, plotting against the Muslims. Like, for example, making cartoons, na'udhu billah, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, making a joke, a mockery. We shouldn't think of fighting them back. To evil, the fire doesn't burn fire. So what we should do is pour water on that. And that is that we be positive, and that in all our attitude, we should never be plotting against the non-Muslims also, but we should be considering their goodness. And if we can't do anything physically and practically, then at least make dua for them. That also we should consider, have we really got concern for the creation of Allah, that they get saved from the fire of Jahannam. At dua, nobody is stopping us. And there is nothing preventing us from making dua. So we should make dua for all the non-Muslims, that Allah blesses them with the treasure of Iman, by which they can get saved from the fires of Jahannam. And also we should make niyat for the jinnat. Jinnat are also responsible, though we are not responsible to work amongst the jinnat. But if we will make dua for them, we will get sawab accordingly. All those jinnat who haven't accepted Islam, who disobey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, we should make dua for them also. And according to that, we will get great, great sawab by Allah Ta'ala. Another etiquette Allah Ta'ala explains, that on the one side we must be positive. On the other side, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ. اے ایمان والو، جب کوئی تم سے کہے کہ کھل کر بیٹھو مجلسوں میں. When we are told, and it is announcement is made, that make space in the majlis. Like commonly, where we sit, we don't sit very close to one another. But when more people are coming, usually announcements are made that move a little bit front, make space, there are more brothers at the back. So exactly like that, Allah Ta'ala says that when more people come, then make space for them. And also, if we just move a little bit, each one, Allah loves that act very much, that you are making space for your Muslim brother. So we should do that. We shouldn't be obstinate. Some people just don't want to move from their place. Or we are sitting at the back on the sides by the walls, usually on a Jummah. The correct etiquette is that we should sit all together. Like on Jummah, we should sit in the safs properly. And it only shows good quality and discipline that we fill the first saf properly, and then we go into the second saf, and then the third saf. Not that we come and we sit haphazardly in a don't care attitude, just somewhere on the side, at the back, etc. That is not desired. But in any case, when we are told to make space for somebody, we should do it. يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Allah kushadgi dega tumko. When you got this place in your heart, Allah will make place for you. As a common example, if you are traveling by train, and there are four people who can sit on one seat, and if you are sitting four people, and somebody who you know comes, then automatically you make place for him. But if you are just three on that seat, and a stranger comes, you spread out more, and you tell them, sorry, there's no place here. So actually, we must have space in our heart, then Allah will make space for us also. Even if visitors come, we say, no, we got no place, you must go to a hotel. But if we got place in our heart for them, Allah will make the place for them. And we will be able to entertain them at home. So actually, we must have place in our heart for our fellow brothers. So Allah Ta'ala says, whenever there is such a case in a gathering, though the place might be small, the room, the masjid, etc. But if we just make little space, Allah Ta'ala will make space accordingly. وَإِذَا قِيلَ انشُزُوا فَانشُزُوا اور جب کوئی کہے کہ اوٹ کھرے ہو تو اوٹ کھرے ہو. And when it is told to somebody that you go to the back, you should go to the back. Or you leave the majlis now, you should leave. You shouldn't feel that pride, that why must I be told to move? Why must I be told to leave the majlis? And this was all because every sahabi was desirous to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and get maximum benefit from the company. So we see this effect of sohbat is so much that not only to be in the majlis, but they were very desirous to be close. So people who were there for quite a while already, and if it is told to them now, you go to the back and give the other people a chance. Or you leave the majlis now, give the other people a chance. We shouldn't feel offended by that. But very sadly, many of us, we feel very offended if we are told that just move up, come to the front, leave the backs, leave the sides or by the walls, and come and sit with the majma. We just won't move 1 centimeter. We just sit where we are. That are not the correct adab. And whoever is the Amir or the controller, the MC of a gathering, what announcements he makes, we should listen to and respond accordingly and listen to him what he says. When that will be the case, Allah Ta'ala says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ دَرَجَاتٍ Allah Ta'ala will raise those people who have been given knowledge from amongst you, and those people who have got iman, Allah will raise them to great, great stages. In other words, what capacity each one has got. Like for example, we have two sons, we give them each 2 million rand, go and do business. Now the capacity each one has got, so much is going to produce from that. One may destroy all the 2 million, the other one in a short while will make it 4 million. So like that, if we have got the capacity of iman and knowledge of deen, then whatever is being said to us, we will benefit accordingly. Those who have got, whose iman is weaker, who don't have knowledge of deen, they will benefit less. The talk will be the same, but and the instructions that will be given will be the same. So what capacity we have got, and we have to try and build this capacity, make our iman stronger, make our ikhlas, sincerity stronger, and make our amal stronger and knowledge stronger. If we will do that, the same talk that we will hear, we will benefit much more better and much more greatly. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna khabir. Aur Allah ko khabar hai jo kuch tum karte ho. And Allah is fully aware of all that what you do. So in other words, what niyat you have got, if you have got humility in your heart, and you have got ikhlas in your heart, and you have got iman properly in your heart, Allah knows it all, and you will benefit accordingly. So these are the adab of sitting in a gathering, in the gathering of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and which apply to us till today also. Like for example, many of us, we are sitting scattered. Now if more people come in and out, an announcement is made, come closer. We all should move up a little bit and make place for the other people. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله